Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Shubham Batra, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will tell you why there are security concerns about Chinese companies in India. Now, up till now, law enforcement agencies in India, mostly the Income Tax Department, has filed cases against some big Chinese telecom firms in India. But now the government is trying to ensure that if one agency, in this case, the Income Tax Department, finds additional information, it should be shared with other law enforcement agencies also. Sources in the government have told The Print that ministries of Home, Finance and External Affairs are going to work together, for instance, to ensure that if there is a case of tax evasion by a Chinese company where foreign channels are involved, then the information on related transactions could also be shared with the Enforcement Directorate. A senior government official who spoke on the condition of anonymity said that the issue with the Chinese firms is no more just about tax evasion. It is also a matter of security, because in some government investigations, it was found out that some of the Chinese firms in financial technology space, for example, do not have business here but are registered in India, which are using the country to route the money back to their parent firms in China. Now, this development has come on the back of action taken by different agencies against some of the biggest Chinese telecom companies that do business in India, including Oppo, Vivo, Huawei and Xiaomi. These companies are being investigated for a host of alleged offences like tax evasion, wrongfully availing of duty exemptions and money laundering. While the firms claim to be working in compliance with the law, China has taken a dim view of the crackdown. Another government official said some companies that are registered in India but take instructions from China have their data saved in cloud servers, where information about the Indian entity's accounts is directly being shared with Chinese parent companies. The official who spoke to The Print said the Chinese companies are not transparent. Their books of accounts are in the cloud. The password of that cloud is in Beijing. So we want a proper coordination between government departments. He further said that even in the tax department, we have communicated that in case there is information, please share it with other agencies. The government has been cracking down on such entities since the beginning of 2020. First, by banning Chinese mobile applications, and then by finding Chinese firms violating Indian laws by allegedly evading income tax and laundering money. In September 2022, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, popularly known as METI, invoked its powers under Section 69A of the Information Technology Act and blocked 118 mobile apps in view of the emergent nature of threats, saying that they were engaged in activities prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India, the defense of India, security of state and public order. In July, the Income Tax Department filed a case against top officials of Huawei Telecommunications in India, including its chief executive officer, for allegedly withholding important information required for computation of taxes and repatriating a huge sum to the parent company as dividends, which reduced its taxable income in India. In May, Li, who is the chief executive officer at Huawei India, was stopped by tax officials at New Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport from flying to Bangkok. While Xiaomi is being investigated by the Enforcement Directorate for alleged illegal remittances to the parent Chinese company, in July, the agency carried out searches at 48 locations belonging to Vivo Mobile India Private Limited and 23 of its associated companies in connection with allegation of money laundering. The question now is, why is this escalation happening now? Is it because the cross-border tensions between the two neighbors had escalated? The frequency of actions against these Chinese firms is said to have escalated after relations between India and China reached a new low due to the border standoff in Ladakh, which began in 2020. It especially got worse after the Galwan Valley clash in June 2020, which led to the death of soldiers on both sides. Now, experts that The Print spoke to believe that the cross-border tensions have intensified the government's actions against these Chinese-owned companies, with domestic authorities having little trust in Chinese firms investing in India. On August 8, a Bloomberg report had said that India seeks to restrict Chinese smartphone makers from selling devices cheaper than 12,000 rupees per phone to kickstart its own faltering domestic smartphone industry, dealing a blow to brands including Xiaomi. Now, in the first 3 months of the current financial year, India's trade deficit with China has grown in the latter's favor. India's imports from China stood at $24.3 billion in the first quarter, which is the April-June period, registering a growth of 18% from the previous year. But its exports to China contracted by 31% in the quarter to $4.6 billion. Some of the top goods that India imports from China include electronics, chemicals, computer hardware, and telecom instruments, while it exports petroleum products, marine products, iron ore, castor oil, and spices. Well, that's all I have for you right now. I will come back to you with more soon. This is Shubham Batra, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.